Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Welcome once again. Hey, I appreciate your time and appreciate you guys listening and tuning in. I love seeing our numbers are growing, our followers are growing. All of you guys, when I refer to you as Ripplers, I refer to the ripple effect that you guys create. And you're out there creating and making a difference, whether it be in your life, your own personal life, your family's life, or the lives of those around you. I love knowing that there's people out there that want to become more, become better, and improve their situation so that your money is no longer the excuse in your life, whether you do or do not do something. That financial freedom is not a state of pocketbook. It's a state of mind. It's a state of being. It's about doing and living your life the way you would do, regardless of excuses and everything else. And so I'm excited to have you and call you friends, whether I've met you or not. I'm excited to have you on and have you following today. And as a reminder, always check out our website, moneyripples.com, for other things. And be sure or share our show. I mean, share this stuff. Like if you feel this is useful, this is good stuff, share this with your friends. Share this with your colleagues and people that you think are just like you, you know, and create good discussions, mastermind, and create something better. And in fact, that kind of ties in with what I'm talking about today. And I wanted to change it up a little bit, do a little bit differently, because you know, a few weeks back, I actually ran my second half marathon, technically my sixth marathon. I did 4 full marathons before, and then I realized as it beat up my body, I decided to go to half marathons and found this nice sweet spot. So I want to talk about what competing in a marathon taught me about business. So this will be a lot of fun. And this doesn't just apply to business, it applies to life in general. Now, let me give you some background. So growing up, you know, for those of you that know me or whether you don't know me or haven't met me, you know, growing up, I was definitely not the most athletic kid. In fact, I was a little bit more like Chunk from Goonies than I was someone who was actually kind of athletic. Nothing came to me very easily other than like numbers and math. I mean, that kind of came easily to me a little bit in learning. But when it came to physical stuff, especially or certain skills, especially when it dealt with coordination or with my body, I was not that kid. It wasn't until I was actually about 12 years old, 11 or 12 years old, I finally tried out for my first sports team because my neighbor friends were just pushing me, saying, come on, like, just do it. You know, it's not that big of a deal. And so I started out doing team sports like baseball and football and things like that. I was always scared of letting people down. And so I had a lot of fears. Plus, I wasn't the most athletic kid. I was very slow. In fact, I remember in high school when I was running, my sophomore year, we did what a lot of people do in football, which is called the 40-yard dash. Now, we did this on the track. We didn't even do this in the grass on the football field. We did this on the track. And a really good time is like under 4.5 seconds. And some of the best guys on our team were running it under 5 seconds easily. Linemen, you know, guys that were big, heavy guys, right? They would probably easily run it in like 5.5 to 6 seconds. What about Chris Miles? Well, Chris Miles, even though he's a small little guy, his sophomore year was only 5'3" and about 125 pounds wet, soaking wet. Chris Miles would only run that in about 6 seconds flat. So there was linemen, big fat linemen that were faster than I was at sprinting. So I was not a very good sprinter. I was basically Rudy, but even more pathetic. But I did have some of that discipline. Now, Rudy really struck a chord with me because like I wanted to keep trying. And so I remember being in my backyard. I'd run drills back and forth. But eventually, you know, my sophomore year, I said, I got to get faster at football. And so I started trying different sports. One of them was track and field. If I'm going to get faster, why not try running? I started doing track and field. And the thing that came to me naturally was distance running, not the short sprinting. Sprinting, I was horrible at. As much as I tried, that wasn't my thing. But distance running, I did better in. And so eventually I quit football, I quit baseball, and I started doing track and then cross country running, where you'd run a 5K, basically 3.1 miles. And I really love cross country because I love scenery. I loved different courses and terrains. And it seemed like the longer I ran, the better I did. And I started to find like a little niche. And so my high school years, I even remember my senior year, my last cross country meet that I did for district, I ran, you know, my 5K in 18 minutes and 10 seconds, I think it was. I think it was 18:10 flat. And so that's, you know, that's roughly a little faster than 6 minutes per mile. Now, that was good for middle of the pack back in those days in Oregon, because Oregon, we had some of the best runners during that generation. So that didn't actually seem like a fast time to me till later. A few years later, I saw that that was one of the faster times for people competing. Interesting how we compare ourselves, isn't it? Anyways, that's kind of a little mini lesson there. But I kind of went out of running. You know, I got to an adulthood, I stopped running. But about 9 years ago, I had a friend that convinced me to start training for a marathon. Didn't think I'd actually get into the lottery for the marathon, but I made it. And the first marathon I did was absolutely painful, horrible, miserable. Because I didn't listen to him. I didn't really take his advice. Like, we ran together and he'd say, "Hey, make sure you eat lots of carbs." I'm like, "Well, eat lots of carbs. I want to do a lot of eating food beforehand. Isn't that bad? Doesn't that make me heavy? I'll eat light, you know, drink water. Well, I'll drink some water. I'll keep drinking. Sure. You know, hey, I'll run really super fast in the beginning, you know, cause I feel good. Not to mention that, you know, after 26.2 miles, you don't feel so good. Right. And I actually cramped up in that first marathon. I was able to run it in just a little bit under 5 hours, but still it hurt. By the way, the record holders running marathons are like 2:04, 2 hours and 4 minutes. If you can imagine, that's just amazingly fast. It's like 5 minutes per mile for 26 miles. I did that, but I started to get addicted because I was like, I can do better. I can do better. I eventually got my time to about just under 4 hours was like my best time. And then, after my last one, I said, I'm done. So I started doing half marathons and I really liked that. I did one 2 years ago and my time was 1:42:59. And so, that kind of translation of that, that means I ran a little bit under 8 minutes per mile. It was downhill a little bit, but a nice gradual, easy downhill. But after I did it, I said, well, that was good. I'll do another one soon. I skipped last year and then this year I decided to do it again, decided to train. I've been running with a friend. And I really got my time to focus to get under 8 minutes per mile, which if you get under 8 minutes per mile, still that's about a 1:45, right? But if I'm going downhill, I'll do a little faster. So my plan was going in is like, okay, I'm going to prepare. I'm going to do it right. I'm going to do some leg training. I could do a little bit of, you know, some downhill running. I even did some weightlifting and things like that. So I was actually lifting weights and running. I was doing that combination. And, in any case, I got to this, you know, about to this race, I was already running under 8 minutes per mile as an average. I was like, okay, this is good. I don't think I've ran this fast for a long time, if ever. So great. You know, I got, try to get my weight down a little bit, try to get more lean, but still, you know, be muscular. So I'm actually more toned, more muscular than I ever have been. Plus, you know, now a little bit of being more lean too, to make sure I can run as well. So I get to the race. And it's a nice, beautiful morning, crisp morning. It's just perfect. I mean, there's a little bit of campfire to keep us warm, but great running weather. And so I start running this race, and I could tell that I was going a little bit fast. Yeah, but it was downhill. It was very steep. You drop about 3,000 feet in elevation in about, you know, 7 or 8 miles or so. And I knew there was some uphill. I prepared for the terrain. I knew there's going to be hills. That's why I practice on a little bit of hills, you know, when I would go for my runs. But I knew there was going to be hills. And as I started to run, I realized like, hey, I feel pretty good. And I'm running, you know, my goal is to run under 7 minutes per mile for the first 9 miles. And then about 8 minutes or so per mile, 8.5 minutes per mile for the last few miles, the last 4 miles, it's 13.1 miles. And as I'm preparing for this and I'm running this, I'm like, well, I feel pretty good. Oh, wow. And I started looking at my time, realized I was about 6.5 minutes per mile. I'm like, okay, well, that's good. As long as I can handle it. And I knew my legs were, I didn't want to put too much stress on my legs to where I tire out in the end. Anyways, I get to that mile 9 and 10. I'm thinking, oof, I could feel the flat in the hills. It started going uphill a little bit and I could feel the pain a little bit. I could feel that my legs were getting tighter and fatigued. But I remember just telling myself as I'm running it, okay, Chris, it's okay. Like you ate, you know, you ate a good dinner. Like you had, you know, good carbohydrates. You had a good breakfast in the morning. You drank well. I even remember during the race, I'm like, Like there's a part where usually I would just drink about every station. I stopped drinking for the last, you know, 4 or 5 miles. I'm like, you know what? My body's telling me I have enough. Just keep running. And so I did. And that's like, and I even told my body, I was like, hey, don't burn my muscle. Don't kill my muscles. Burn my fat stores. Go for it. Come on, you know? And just talking to myself, just running my own race. And I even remember, you know, even as I was getting there towards the end, the last few miles, I was just huffing and puffing. There's people cheering along the roads, but I'm like, oh, I'm getting tired. At one point, finally, one of the first people I saw pass me, there's a few quick runners that passed me, but not much. I was surprised. I thought I'd have more people passing me. At one point, this woman passed me and she's like, wow, you're doing great. Keep it up. I'm like, you know what? You can go ahead. I'm tired. Like I've got a mile and a half to go and my legs are beat. They're spent. She said, Chris, she didn't know my name. She's like, no, you're doing awesome. I've been watching you from way back there. Like you've been pushing me. Like I'm faster because of you. Like I've been pacing off of you. I'm like, well, have fun. And she goes ahead and I kind of keep up with her. She catches up with a tall guy and they're kind of running together. And, as we're running, we're getting to the last a little bit. And finally I realized, you know what? I'm getting to the last mile. You know what? I already know at that point, I'm like, I'm already hitting a personal record, personal best. Even if I almost walk it for the last mile, I'd be okay. I'd still have that personal best. But I'm like, you know what? Let's just keep going. Like my personal best is not just walking and getting through and smiling. My personal best is pushing myself. And so I pushed and I pushed. And I remember seeing the finish line and then getting disappointed because I still had a quarter mile because you had to run around the track once. And I was like, let's just open it up. I'm going to kick it in. And I did. And I actually ended up passing that woman and the guy at the very last minute. I beat them by a few seconds there and crossed the finish line. And was exhausted. I immediately grabbed the water. Even forgot about the cold, wet towels. You know, I'm going to get out of here. And here we go. Grab my medal. Great. I got my medal. My legs were like just screaming at me, you know, and just, you know, sweating like crazy because the sun had come up by that point. It was getting warmer. But I made it. And I almost forgot to turn off my phone, to turn off my own time because I was timing myself. And I came across the line. I realized, I'm like, wow, I think I did it. I think I got a really good personal best. Maybe I even got, I was hoping for under an hour and 40, and I ended up getting, as a final time, an hour 30 and 34.9 seconds. What amazed me is that I ended up getting 25th place overall out of 1,062 people, and seventh in my age class. Had I been a year older, I would have got second place in my age class. And it blew me away. Like I did not know I'd run that well. I'd ran just over a 6 minute and 50 second per mile, which I had not done since I think it was 18, you know? And so, it blew my mind. Now I know that's a kind of a long story. What does that have to do with your business? Everything. So let me tell you, here's the five key points I got from this. I'm going to go through them really quick from this story. Number one, it's not about preparation. It's not about preparation. It's about the right preparation. See, I had prepared for my very first marathon. I remember I still cramped up like crazy because I hadn't listened to people. So you got to listen to those with experience and, you know, and learn from those that have gone before you, those that have done it. You know, that's why when I mentor with people, I want to mentor with people that have actually had experience doing those things, whether they've helped themselves do it or they've helped other people do the same thing. And so I got that experience. I said, okay, here we go. The funny thing is I read articles a couple days later. I was like, oh, I wish I had known that before the race. So it's not about just preparing. It's about doing the right preparation. You know, when I was doing the right exercise and the right things for training, that helped. Crazy thing is I actually, you know what? I actually didn't prepare perfectly because I had a whole month. I had a little surgery that kept me from running for over a month. So what would have happened had I prepared even better? By the way, I didn't run a lot the week of the race. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep myself moving, but I'm going to be lighter on myself so I can let my body heal and be rested. It's not about working harder or smarter. It's about working right. That's the thing. So it's not about preparation. It's about the right preparation. Number two, choose the right course for you. The thing is, like when I was looking for, I mean, there was 104 different half marathons in Utah I could choose from in the course of a year. I chose this one because I wanted something that was downhill, that was pretty. I heard people got some of their best times on the course. There was feedback that said the course does hurt because it does have some steep parts to it. But I said, you know what? That feels right for me. And I remember talking to another runner and he's saying like, oh, my favorite course is this one in the city and this in the city. I don't like city marathons. I don't want to run in a place with a bunch of buildings. I want to run in a place where I'm running in nature, like a place that I want to be. And so I want to be in a place where I felt kind of at one with nature a little bit, even though I'm running on a road. It's basically like running in a place that I would like to look at. Seeing some of the fall colors was just awesome. I loved it. So choose what's the right course for you. In business, this is so true. Because in business, like one, you got to make sure you're preparing the right way. And then two, when you choose what's right for you, you got to do what's right for you. And that's one thing I'm starting to teach more and more in my coaching is that, you know, the traditional way of doing business, what people say, you got to do like this model and do it this way and this way. And all people do it this way and everybody markets this way. I don't buy into that anymore. I think it should be much more intuitive. What feels right for you? Because there's things that I do that my business coaches said never to do. And I'm doing it now. And my business has grown. My business was actually shrinking. Well, not shrinking, but I felt like I was working harder to get the results I wanted in my business. Now I'm working less and I'm making more because I'm starting to do things that are right for me. So choose what's right for you. Follow your intuition, like follow what's true to your heart. I mean, definitely your brain has to be there too. And you have to do things right. And that's why that preparation is important too. But you got to make sure you're choosing also what feels right for you. Number three, state of mind is 95% of it. I'll tell you that as I was running, like I was in a great state of mind. I was feeling happy. I was thinking about my life and pondering it because, you know, you got an hour and a half to do it or so. Like, you know, I was thinking about how grateful I was in my life and getting married soon and just how things are wonderful, my kids and everything. Just think about how rich and truly blessed I am in my life and how really my life is wonderful. You know, and I was thinking that during the course. Even when it hurt, I was still grateful because I'm like, hey, I'm running a good course. I'm running awesome. I don't need to win. You know, that state of mind was huge. Like, I don't need to win. This is all about me. I don't care about other people. Which is actually number four. It's not about others. It's about you. You know, I noticed I didn't really care about other people and what they were doing. I was kind of pace setting with some of them. I actually passed somebody I didn't think I'd pass at all because they ran out of steam and they fell way behind. They were going a little bit too fast in the beginning. For me, I was kind of pacing at a nice pace. I was feeling good and I was happy. And that state of mind is huge. And by the way, like when I got to the place where I realized I didn't need to kick my butt, you know, to be able to win, it was interesting how I was able to run more easily. The pressure was off. I didn't have the pressure on myself. Just like in business, you put pressure on yourself. You try to put pressure on yourself to hit certain goals. And if you don't have those goals, you're going to be depressed. And I've known people like this. I've talked to them. I said, well, hey, what if you don't hit $1 million this year? What if you hit 300,000? Is that okay? No, it's not. It's not acceptable. Okay. Well, you're putting too much pressure on yourself. You won't get it. You know, the thing is, I just ran it. I ran the course and I ran my best because like, I just want to do my best. Who cares about the time? It's going to be my best anyways. And I didn't have to compete with other people. It wasn't about them. Although I'm actually grateful for that woman that did push me a little bit. I was going to back off a little and she gave me an incentive to keep doing it. So if you're going to look at other people in your business, maybe other colleagues or people you might look up to, you know, don't look at them as competition, but look at them as like, hey, let me use it as a pace setter. You know, maybe they can do it. I'll tell you, what was cool in my business was when I remember one of my clients who also is coached me in other things too. She's a business coach and awesome what she does. And I remember she shared with me, she's like, yeah, I just did my first $50,000 in a month. And I said, well, dang, if you can do it, I can too. And I had a few rough months then. I'm like, well, if she can do it, I can do $50,000 a month. And the crazy thing is I did that next month. I did $50,000 in a month in like 3 weeks, in fact. And I kind of thought it was funny that we did that. But that's the thing. You're running your own race. You don't have to compete with other people. It's not about them. It's about you. You have your own race. Run with it. Keep a great state of mind. And then number five, you're more amazing than you think. What blew my mind was when I realized how fast I was really running. I didn't think I ran that fast. I mean, that first mile I ran a 6:41. My fastest mile was actually mile six and mile five and six. I did about 6:14, 6:15. And the crazy thing is I was running under 7 minutes for the first 9 miles. And even in the miles 10 through 13, what was amazing to me is that I actually ran no more than 7:55. Now, remember, my typical pace was about an 8 minute or a little bit less. And even when I was exhausted, even at 13 miles, I did 7:55. And the last 0.2 miles, 0.21 to be exact, because they did have the course a little bit longer than the typical course, it was 7:18. So when I was going around that track and surpassing the other person, I was blown away. I actually was doing faster than I thought. I was pushing myself beyond limits I didn't think. And this is true in your life and in your business. You're stronger than you think you are. And when you realize that you have the right preparation, you have the right, you're doing what's right for you, not for other people, but for you. You have the right state of mind. You're focused on yourself and what's right for you. And it's not about competing, but it's about having other people help inspire you. You'll find out that you're more amazing than you think. And I'm going to leave you with that, is that if there's any lesson to get from this, is remember that you are incredible. You're amazing. You're awesome. This week, make sure you go out and prosper. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.